Hi everyone, this is Harbinger Christian Benavides, and I'm joined here today with Harbinger Andrew Avila. This is where you say hi.
Hi everybody.
And in today's topic, we'll be discussing Babylon in both a literal and figurative sense.
So as we discussed earlier in the live, let's start by having you touch base on Babylon's significance in a prophetic sense.
Babylon's significance in a prophetic sense has always been in terms of Israel rebelling. And there's only one time in the scripture that I can recall, other than just a war that Babylon was having with another country, that Babylon pretty much throughout the Old Testament was sort of like a mediator. They did a lot of God's work, and the person that had done most of God's work, I feel like, at least from an Old Testament perspective for Babylon, that was called upon by God multiple times, was actually King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And what he was pretty much in charge of doing is that whenever the Israelites would rebel against God, and God would say, hey, don't do this, I'm sending a prophet, that way he could warn you too. Prophets would be sent to Israel, the people wouldn't listen because, you know, something happens like more than three times and the same thing happens. You're definitely not going to listen to a prophet for whatever reason. But anyways, what happens is that God calls upon Babylon, and Babylon is pretty much just there to dispense God's justice upon the Israelites. What he does, or what Babylon does, is they carry out God's judgment sometimes. I have to mention sometimes because there are times, like I said in Jeremiah, where Jeremiah the prophet actually prophesizes against Babylon to where at the time, you have to remember that Babylon was an absolute gorgeous civilization. They were flourishing even after the Tower of Babel had collapsed. And then all of a sudden Jeremiah just comes out of nowhere and he says, oh yeah, Babylon? This place that's a flourishing, beautiful land of nothing but unspoken of beauty, it's all eventually going to be destroyed one day, and it's all going to return to the wilderness, and animals are going to be living here, and nobody is going to live here ever again. It's going to be an absolute desolate wasteland. And it was actually from the Bible Project that I had found some of the videos on Babylon, where I was thinking that it was pretty interesting because, like I said before, Babylon at the time of Jeremiah was a flourishing, beautiful civilization. And then Jeremiah says this, and now in our times, Babylon has turned into the desolate wasteland, absolutely ran by wildlife and animals.
We previously had discussed Babylon's significance in a figurative sense as well as a prophetic sense. We also discussed how the spirit of Babylon, even though it's no longer a physical place that exists, the spirit is very much still alive. So if you could touch upon what that means for today's world.
Sorry, I just came from the trash.
For today's world, Babylon, like I said before, Babylon was pretty much a place that carried out God's justice and dispensed punishment upon the Israelites whenever they rebelled against God. In terms of their duties and everything else like that, other than dispensing punishment and everything like that in that capacity, Babylon's purpose in the ancient world was pretty much policing, well, the ancient world. They engaged in wars. They were very favorable. God was certainly with them in some instances, even though they didn't necessarily practice the same beliefs and everything as in worshiping God. But Babylon, in a figurative sense, is all throughout the Bible after Babylon's collapse. It's always been used as a term in order to describe civilizations that grow in power, but then they exalt themselves above God, and that's what ultimately leads to their downfall. Babylon is a little bit different in some capacity, though, just because of the fact that they did deviate from God in the same way that everybody else had done. And that's what led to the fall of the Tower of Babel. That's what led to all the tribes being spread out throughout the land and speaking different languages. But The purpose of Babylon throughout the whole entire context of the Old Testament was, like I said, they were there to dispense God's judgment upon people, and especially the Israelites, whenever they wouldn't obey God and listen to his prophets in order to turn away from their ways and repent to him. In terms of a figurative sense, Babylon now, just as it did before, it represents societies that exalt themselves above God, that they think that they're better than God. At the time of the Israelites in the Old Testament, Babylon was the Babylon. Then they collapsed. And then after that, Babylon, in terms of the New Testament, was the kingdom, or just the, what would you say, the empire of Rome. But then eventually, after Jesus had prophesied that the temple of Israel would be torn apart by the Romans, it sure enough happened. But then after a while, the Romans themselves fell apart too. And throughout history, we kind of just see this repeat of societies growing large, civilizations growing large. Then they seemingly intervene in every single little aspect of people's lives, where they try to convince people that those civilizations are God in some way, or that they are above God. In terms of the conflicts going on right now in the world today, it was Ezekiel chapter 30 that I read from, where it talks about the conflict going on right now, as well as back then, between Babylon, Egypt, and Israel. And it's interesting, especially when you compare that to future, or not future events, but events in the present time now, where Babylon is no longer around, but Egypt is seemingly teaming up on, or at least trying to suppress Israel. But in the story that Ezekiel presents in chapter 30, it's interesting, especially because history repeats itself, because of the fact that, like I said, Babylon isn't around anymore. So who is this Babylon? What is this Babylon? But that's where you have to remember. It's societies that exalt themselves and try to equate or think that they're better than God. And every single country has a humble beginning. Every single country has had a humble upbringing. They actually take care of business for a while. They take care of people for a while. But then it's that exaltation that makes them dangerous. That's what makes them a dangerous threat to people, and ultimately other societies as well. Because if a person just has any sort of authority whatsoever, there's a lot of times where, even though they have good intentions, like in King Saul, and I believe it's 2 Chronicles, where King Saul thinks that he's actually acting on the behalf of God, but in fact, he's not. And that's what ultimately leads to his downfall. And then towards the end, he realizes that he had done wrong in the eyes of the Lord. But at the same time, David comes along, and he still forgives him, and he mourns him, and he respects him, and everything. But Babylon, in terms of now context, I strongly believe, and I probably know, try my best not to consult my heart on this. I try my best to consult God on these matters, and that's what led to me reading the scripture, even though I was already reading it previously, is that I was reading this specific scripture in Ezekiel chapter 30, and I was like, this sounds a little bit too familiar. This sounds a little bit too relevant. It's hitting a lot of points. It's making a lot of sense. And like I said, history repeats itself, so it's very dangerous. So eventually, what I was thinking at some point in time, what we're going to see in our lifetimes, is that eventually the conflict between Egypt and Israel, which the news tabloids now, for whatever reason, have tried to cleverly disguise Egypt as Gaza, but Gaza is still part of Egypt regardless, that Egypt is very much trying to suppress Israel. But then it talks about, in the prophecies too, about how Egypt is going to have its arm broken by the Babylonians. So I think the Babylonians in this context is my home of the United States of America, because of the fact that there's been a lot of countries that have come and gone, and they pretty much try doing what we do, but they don't do it very well, and it ultimately leads to their demise. Not to mention another thing that's interesting about the United States is the fact that we've been labeled as trying to police the world, and that's pretty much what Babylon did in the ancient world as well. But we've still remained and we've still been here because of God's grace. So, I believe that we're Babylon. I don't know if that title will ever fall away or not. I certainly hope it does, because if it doesn't, that means that we're destined for a great fall too eventually. But I don't know. Other than that, that's Babylon in a prophetic. That's Babylon in the Old Testament. That's Babylon in New Testament, because like it or not, like I mentioned in the live video, we're living in the New Testament right now. There have already been some events that have been fulfilled in the Revelation, so we're not necessarily in the last days. We're getting closer and closer to the last days. We just don't have the time to be foolish. We don't have the time for sinful indulgence. We're getting closer and closer to the time of the Antichrist coming among the earth and New Babylon being exalted and trying to equate itself or become better than God. And eventually, if it's not in our lifetimes, it will be in our children's lifetimes, where Babylon will be destroyed, the Antichrist will be cast down, Lucifer will come back, but there's good news at the end of that tunnel because of the fact that the light of the Lord, in literal and figurative sense, is coming, so that way we can all be exalted and all hopefully be brought into the kingdom of heaven one day, so that we could be with our Heavenly Father in order to enjoy His love and peace again like we had once done before our fall in the garden. So, as always, guys, I'm Harbinger Christian Benavides. That's Harbinger Andrew Avila. God bless you, everybody. You guys, and peace be with you all. Bye.
God bless you and peace be with you.